today we've got, I believe it's Oliver's Gruel.
Yeah.
As the
which is the oatmeal stout.
Oatmeal stout as the core beer, and then
the Attack of the Martin, which is on their rotating list.
I don't know what does that mean.
What's that?
Attack of the Martin.
It's a Martin.
What is a Martin? Is that some sort of alcoholic beverage?
It's an okay. I think it is.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's like marzipan.
It's marzipan mixed with hops.
All right.
And then you just boil it.
Okay. I can get behind that. All right, so
it's a German
I knew that.
Beverage.
That sounds German.
Yeah.
I'm going to start off with the butt beer, I believe it's called. This is the Gruel.
What's the color there?
It's a dark dark color. It's almost black. Like you can't see through it.
Yeah.
It's opaque, or it's just so dark that it sucks all the light in like a black hole.
I love black holes.
Who doesn't? It's got the head's gone. It's not too it's pretty creamy though.
What is that, a khaki color?
It's a
darker stone wash than khakis. Stain defenders.
It definitely does have that. You can see it just the water beads. Defend against the stains. So it smells like beer to me. Why don't you give it a whiff?
There.
I don't know what that does for you.
It doesn't have much.
It's not pushing any sort of direction. It could be anything. Like, I could be drinking anything right now. So.
Yeah, it's not very strong with the scent.
That's good. It's good. It's not like really super strong. It's got like a nice lingering bitterness to it.
Yeah.
It's
not as heavy as I thought it was going to be.
No,
it's actually pretty light.
It does feel fairly light.
The color is deceiving there.
Yeah, it makes you think you're going to get into some shit.
Yeah,
but that's good. You're just going to play around, have a good time. Well, it's not bad. I could drink that. It's like a halfway point between something that you just want to kind of like casually drink and something you want to like take your time with. So it's like it's got like the kind of weightier elements in the background.
Yeah.
But really, it drinks like a Miller Lite.
Look at the high life, baby. Champagne and beers. And I'm back on the high life.
Yeah, you would definitely expect getting an oatmeal stout to have something a lot heavier hitting than
this. I don't eat too much oatmeal. I do chew on raw oats all the time.
And it keeps you young.
And cornmeal. I don't know, putting those together.
Just put them in your mouth and grate your teeth.
Yeah, it's like chew.
Yeah.
It's like chew. I just
under your lip.
Stuff raw oats.
Steel cut. Yeah, you don't want them.
Steel cut. And then on the other side, some cornmeal. Just suck on it.
Let it.
Spit it.
Over the course of the day, it mixes together.
And then
when they start touching, that's when the
then
magic
you spit
happens.
That into a
spittoon.
And then you, later on in the day, you dump that into your wort, add water.
Wort
is the when you put the hops and the everything together.
That's fucking educational lesson we got today.
Once it's all boiled and cooked together, that's called wort. Then obviously you dump that into your container, let it ferment.
Yeah,
so that's wort when it's all cooked.
It sounds. Why would they give it a name?
WOR.
Oh, okay. So that's less disgusting.
So I'm going to pop over to the Martin here. Attack of the Martin. What's that? Is that a play on something?
I don't fucking know.
Attack of the...
Killer Tomatoes, I believe.
That's all I...
Yeah, it's Killer Tomatoes.
There's no...
Martin is German for Killer Tomatoes, so I'm pretty sure that's the whole...
It was a remake of an old fairy tale.
It was a remake of an old German sex film.
It's just whipped tomatoes at some point.
Tomatoes is a metaphor for the anus after it's been pounded. It's just so brutally soft.
That was
what it was.
Prolapsed.
Oh, a killer tomato.
No kids here today, so that's good.
I don't need to hear this.
Okay. Maybe my sniffer's off today. It's just...
Not getting anything?
Not really. There was a breeze. It's wafting.
It's light. But it does hit. It smells more like a. It's a lot.
Like a Miller Lite.
That's what is it getting there. Miller Lite. It's something. Something like you get from a... You get at a frat party. Does that do anything?
I like that. Refreshing.
Well, that is refreshing. That too has kind of
a little sweetness. Then
no, that's sweet. So it's you take the sip. It's got like a bit of bitterness on the finish, but then it gets sweet at the like afterwards.
Yeah. Have you ever had like a guy shoot a wad in your mouth? Just let it roll around on your tongue.
I have.
I'm not one who savors it too much.
I don't know. I don't know if that has anything to do with the beer or if we're just talking shop now.
I used to talk business. You miss like a day.
Yeah, I have. I have though. Very much
who
so.
Hasn't? This day and age, it's cool.
It feels right. It just feels natural.
I mean, Neil Patrick Harris, he's the coolest guy in the world.
Kids want to emulate
and
him.
How else? What other way are you going to emulate?
Doogie
Howser. That's a good day.
Yeah. That's what you want to do.
No, it's good. I'm sucking dick and this beverage.
So, what do you think of that?
It's a little bitter. And then it's sweet at the end. I like that.
That's not bad.
Nice color. Light. I didn't talk about the color.
Yeah.
It's go to your fridge and crack open a bottle of that Miller Lite.
Open the fridge and pull out your jar of urine. Dark, weighty urine.
That?
I would say this is a strawberry blonde.
There you go. All
right.
That's nice.
I mean, there's a picture, so.
It's not cloudy, but it's not Miller Lite. That's what.
No. You won't be ashamed to drink this.
No,
you can
good.
Carry this around, and people aren't gonna laugh.
Yeah.
It's not just yellow. It's not piss color.
Just carry it around in your flask. I carry beer in my flask.
I don't think that's a good idea.
It gets warm.
It's just on your body.
Up against my breast.
Delicious. So if you had to go with one of these, what is your pleasure?
What are you supposed to? I eat just like plain sorbet in between to cleanse the palate.
Yeah, a little slice of ginger placed on the plain sorbet.
And then you just go kind of like
you
it,
spit
like
it
a
out.
Little cat.
You don't want to actually ingest it. You put it in, take it out, cleanse the palate.
Okay, yeah, it is tough switching between two.
Yeah, definitely.
Strong beers. And...
I mean, I just took a sip of the. Of the gruel, and then I went back to the marzipan, and I feel like I'm not drinking anything. Like
this,
it's so much. The gruel is a lot weightier. I mean, now as after a couple of sips, I feel like there's more going on with the marzipan, but the gruel just like kicks its ass as far as like there's just more going on with
the oatmeal.
That gruel,
yeah. It's nice. I like a nice dark beer. It looks.
I think. I mean, like.
I mean, I could the sight of it. Like, I look,
yeah, definitely.
It looks,
it's more impressive.
Yeah.
You look like
just
a badass.
That dark, yeah.
I would go back and forth between. I think they're both pretty good. They're both.
You wouldn't pick one or the other.
I don't think so. I think they're both pretty good.
Oh, here we go. Desert Island. You got to pick one of these. Which one are you gonna take? I haven't told you the climate.
I would.
You
go,
don't know the climate there.
Desert.
Island,
okay.
Like it could.
It could be snowing. All right.
There's
well,
a
I'm going
to. There's
I'm
a high point on the island where you hike to every month.
Just kind of hang
fresh.
Out in the snow,
yeah,
meditate.
Bring down some.
The frost gently bite
over.
At your fingers.
Yeah.
I would go. I would probably to a desert island. Given no more information, I would take the Mars in.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I.
I mean, but that's because it's more refreshing. Like it doesn't seem as weighty. But generally, I'd probably, if I were going to just like any given night of the week, I would go with the
when you meal. Like when you got back from the desert,
yeah,
you'd be like, hey,
dessert.
Give me a gruel.
Give me
I need
one
gruel,
please. I don't want to live like a king. Hand me a platter of gruel.
Yeah, I think I'd do the same thing. I do like stouts and darker beers, but I like this Marzen. It's good.
Yeah. Both good beers. Both winners. I mean, they're not. Neither of them to me are exceptional. Like,
right.
I'm not blown away.
Yeah.
But they're both good. Very good.
Yeah.